Clark's speed has dropped, not very much, but down to the 117 mark. I got him at just over 117 before. He's now 117, and Richie Ginther around 116 or just under. And Graham Hill about the same.
Thank you. McCullough, your son is at the police station. Ronald McCullough, your son Michael is at the police station.
The race.
race has been concluded. The winner will take one cool-off lap. There will be no victory lap with a checkered flag or all that sort of thing, but he will go directly down victory lane into the victory enclosure. That's where the interview will take place. And Jones, Mr. Hill, and there's the man in the purple suit, there's the checkered flag. Drilling Moss will be here in just a moment, giving you vital information about how things turned out. Graham Hill's last lap, unofficially, was 1:17.7. His lap before that was 1:17.3. Prior to that had been one. Trying to say all of them in the 1:16. I don't mean every lap in the race, but most of them in the race. But Graham did were in the 1:15 or 1:16.
Shouts of the photographers and the reporters and so forth trying to get a good angle shot of Graham Hill. He has the crown and the victory around his neck, and he has been awarded the thousand silver ball, fully inscribed with the date of the event, and naturally the fact that he's going to take it home with him indicates that he is the winner. Well, it was certainly a well-deserved victory, folks, and we'll be back upstairs with a wrap-up where Sterling Moss is helping us out up there with times and all that sort of thing. I'm very grateful to Bob Greenberg for his help with the pits and other places, and we certainly hope that every one of you folks will be back again with us next year on the 4th of October when this race will be run. Thank you very much.
Well, Graham Hill here making like the Statue of Liberty, rotating for all the photographers. Graham, we have a question for you. Do you think that you could have caught Surtees if he had remained in the race?
No, I think he had the measure of me. Unfortunately, I lost him a little early on. I was using him as a toe. He was just that wee bit quicker, and then I got balked slightly by Sir Marco, and I lost him.
In other words, whenever you were in his slipstream, it was pretty much all right, but when he got free of you, it wasn't too good for you.
That's correct, yes.
Do you have any mechanical problems with the automobile? Any problems at all?
No, none at all. Very well, thank you.
This is the Monaco BRM, of course, correct?
No, it's not.
It's
the old one.
It's the old one. How come you didn't use the newer car, Graham?
Well, we had some problems with it, so we thought it best not to bring it. Work it out. Then later on, I noticed in my rearview mirror that it was broken.
You saw it bobbing up and down?
Yes, this has affected the road holdings, and it gave me a lot of understeer, and it's partly contributed to the fact of me losing Surtees, I think.
Is that the reason that you feel that you couldn't have caught Surtees because of that?
Well, I wouldn't like to say that. He was definitely quicker than I was, and I thought it was very tough luck on him that he had to drop out. He certainly deserved to win the race. And likewise, I thought it was also tough on Jimmy Clark that he couldn't get started.
Well, you certainly deserve to win the race. You did a wonderful job. We won't keep any longer. Enjoy that champagne, Graham, and congratulations.